Protobuf Best Practices. Protobuf Protocol Buffers is a powerful tool for data exchange, but using it effectively requires following some key guidelines. We are going to highlight essential practices to keep your Protobuf messages running smoothly and avoid compatibility issues. Maintaining compatibility. Don't reuse tags or names. Assigning a new field the tag number or name of a deleted field can corrupt data. Reserve tag numbers for deleted fields to prevent accidental reuse. Think twice before changing fields. Modifying a field's type or making it mandatory can break existing code. If a change is necessary, carefully consider its impact. Enums with defaults include a default unspecified value as the first enum value. This ensures consistent behavior when new values are added. Using the right tools. Common types are your friends. Protobuf offers predefined types like timestamps and durations. Use them instead of creating your own for better compatibility. Separate files for shared messages. If a message type or enum is widely used, define it in a separate file to avoid dependency issues. Code style and readability. Style guide harmony. Ensure the options in your proto file generate code that adheres to the recommended style guide for each language. Binary. For exchange, text for editing. Use binary format for data exchange as it's more stable. Text format is best for human-readable editing and debugging. Language-specific tips. Java package separation. Generate Java Protobuf code in a separate package from your handwritten code to avoid conflicts. Keyword avoidance. Don't use language keywords for field names, as Protobuf might alter them, causing access issues.